Are you ready? And they that were ready went in. Matthew 25:10. A countdown to zero and a nuclear war presents the nightmare scenario of atomic annihilation. The rise of global terrorism with the expanding worldwide nuclear club that provides availability to rogue nations with fissile material on a black market all points to an increased likelihood of certain nuclear attacks. Doomsayers and Hollywood screenwriters believe that the ancient Mayan calendar prophecy of a countdown to the year 2012 is the ultimate end of everything. What does the Bible say and promise as to an actual countdown to zero? That we are all going to die is certain, but most hope that it will not be all at the same time. Humanity has long feared a doomsday scenario of killer asteroids, mega volcanoes, earthquakes, pandemic plagues, along with a massive global financial collapse. Above and importantly beyond all such possible scenarios is the God promise of certainty of the return and appearing of Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. If we are to be prepared and ready, this is the enormous issue all should face. There is a countdown to zero by God. This coming again of Jesus is as certain as the dawn, for the very reputation of the eternal truthfulness of God is here at stake. God has promised, having given his word, that this shall certainly take place. Many believe that this great world-changing event will now be very soon. God raised Jesus Christ from among the dead to first receive heaven's acclamation and glory. From there, as heir of all things, it is promised he will come once again, but on this occasion to reign over all nations and all of mankind. The profound mystery of the cross of Jesus Christ is that God himself has taken the wickedness of our sinful unbelief and laid upon his beloved Son that iniquity of us all. Instead of the absolute necessity that I should be punished by a faithful Creator and holy God for my sins, this same God sent his Son to make full payment upon that cross for sin. Reconciliation to God himself is now possible through the fact that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses the believer from all sin. The full flood tide of God's love may now flow down into our hearts if we believe and receive the offer to be made ready for this next great global event. In his great love for us, his purchase payment that offers such a costly redemption is valid personally only if I own the enormity of my debt to God and my utter bankrupt inability to make any adequate payment for all that I am and have done. Jesus alone can make any and all of us ready for the enormity of what is about to take place in the world. Jesus only can wash us clean through his precious lifeblood shed to make us ready and prepared to meet our God, not only for a next great monstrous terrorist attack or the next great global financial collapse, but for God's great promised intervention in all things, insurance policies, securities and reserves will all prove completely inadequate to survive this great event. There is in the world a very special, happy and free people who are fully ready for what lies ahead. Are you among them? Are you ready? You can see that these people are ready, for they are watching, waiting, believing and expecting Jesus Christ to come and set all things right. These people have discovered that Jesus Christ alone can first set them right, which then makes them ready for his great return. These happy, blessed and free individuals are truly ready for this next great global event, for they eagerly look up unto Jesus to soon come. As they say, perhaps today, even so, come, Lord Jesus. These especially happy and free people are definitely ready. Again we ask, are you among them? We clearly see they are ready, for they wait and expect this event to take place at any moment. They watch and believe this because God has promised the certainty of it. We plead with you, be ready. Jesus Christ is coming again. His kingdom reign will be global, just, and the fulfillment on earth of God's promises. He will punish all the evildoers and reward all faithfulness. His coming again will be the answered response to the 2,000-year-long prayer, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Prior to this event, the same Lord Jesus Christ will privately return for those who have individually trusted in Him as personal Redeemer, Saviour, Shepherd and Lord. All will know their need of Jesus, the Saviour of sinners, will be ready for this event also. Will you be ready? Will you survive? A mere intellectual awareness is not sufficient. There must be much more than philosophical conjecture. A real change of mind to God and faith in Jesus Christ is called for from us individually. The deliberate choice to believe God will result in the greatest calm you have ever experienced. You will cease all desperate efforts to locate an alternative exit, for all who put their trust in Jesus shall never be ashamed. Those that were ready went in. Matthew 25:10.